Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
I want to announce that the Great Geauga County Tea Party, protecting liberty and freedom for all. And that's what the Tea Party does. And I know I was the president of that Tea Party for several terms. They're having their candidates night. Tomorrow night, they're having candidates night. And from what I understand, they're also going to be showing the clip, the film, what we showed you with that former FBI agent that we had here on the program. The one that really dropped a dime on the corruption within the FBI. And anyhow, so that's tomorrow at 6:30 for you folks in Northeast Ohio. 6:30 at the Metzenbaum Center. That's the Metzenbaum Center. And that's at 8200. That's at 8200 Cedar Road. That's in Chesterland, Ohio. That's at 8200 Cedar Road in Chesterland, Ohio. Again, that's candidates nights tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. at Metzenbaum Center, 8200 Cedar Road. Now, you're going to have a number of the candidates there, so come on out, folks, and support them. They need your support. We got to win. We've got to take this country back. We got to take her back.
Hey, nowhere in Scripture, Pastor, and you've always joked about, nowhere does it say blessed are the stupid. But so many church people think, oh, can't get involved in politics, talk about politics, but there is no place in the Bible where Jesus said, oh, let the devil run the government, especially if you have, you know, freedom to go vote for, you know, Noah Webster said, it is your duty as a American citizen and Christian to elect Christians to be your leaders, you know? The Founding Fathers, it was your duty to elect religious and moral people to lead you because, what'd they say? This Constitution was made for a religious and moral people, and it will serve no other. In other words, it will not fit an Antichrist system. It will not fit any other people other than those that are religious and moral.
Well, you know what?
They ought to know, right?
Right. Well, do you know who said that before they did? Who said that before they did was a fellow named Moses, right?
Oh, and, yes, the great lawgiver.
And also Samuel, in fact, in 1 Samuel chapter 8, and also in Deuteronomy chapter 17, he tells you exactly that we are to vote for the brethren, to vote for the brethren. Those, and then he gives you a listing of the kind of people, the morals of the people we're to vote for.
And that was in Samuel?
Yeah, that was in Deuteronomy chapter 17 and also 1 Samuel chapter 8. Also, right now I'm having one of my senior moments. There's another passage, too. But
there are several, yes.
Yeah, and I'm going to try to make it through this whole thing since I've got you two great men with me. But if I don't tonight, then you guys are very capable of carrying on without me. We, the people, must end Biden's reign of tyranny. It's an article here by David Gotch, and by Oliver North and David Gotch. Oliver North and David Gotch. America is the first and only country on earth to be governed by we, the people. Our Constitution promises their inter-ally to establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, and provide for the common defense, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity.
Right.
Since ratification of the Constitution in June of 1788 and of the Bill of Rights in December of 1791, tens of millions of Americans, we among them, have donned military and law enforcement uniforms and solemnly swore to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestics. More than a million of our comrades have lost their lives in their last full measure of devotion to our Constitution while protecting American citizens from tyranny. We want our children and grandchildren to inherit the blessings of liberty promised in our Constitution. It is to, if this is to happen for our posterity, now is the time for every American patriot to stand guard. Absolutely. What do you guys think?
The only thing they did not mention is the source of that liberty is God Almighty. And if it's a gift of God, then it is indeed most precious, right?
Absolutely. We have another couple articles here. Here's one, finally some good news. Here, the man who won landmark Second Amendment case at Supreme Court gets another big win in D.C., and I'll just go through this very quickly. Here, it's an article by J.D. Hayes, and the namesake of the landmark U.S. Supreme Court case upholding the contextual meaning of the Second Amendment has won another major pro-gun rights case in D.C. This marks the second time under a year that the local government in the nation's capital city has been forced to amend its gun laws after being sued by Dick Heller, a civil rights activist who, with multiple lawsuits, has advanced the cause of Second Amendment, the rights of the District of Columbia, and throughout the nation. Well, you see, you can do what one person can do, when one person can do if they stand their ground, right?
Ground, right. Keep trying, keep trying. He didn't give up. This has taken years, but he's kept at it, right?
Yeah, but here's another case that we lost, and this is simply wrong. It is simply wrong. That was today. The so-called Supreme Court declines to hear challenges to Biden's federal vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. The U.S. Supreme Court today turned away an appeal from Missouri and nine other states challenging Joe Biden's federal vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. Last November, Joe Biden imposed a federal vaccine mandate on all healthcare workers that affected 10.4 million people. In January of this year, the U.S. Supreme Court blocked Joe Biden's OSHA vax mandate for private businesses with 100-plus employees. In a separate simultaneously released ruling in the highest court of the land, in a 5-4 vote, allowed a similar vaccine mandate for health care facilities that receive Medicaid and Medicare to stand. Now listen, these are the ones that voted in favor, okay, of...
Roberts was the turncoat, right?
Yeah.
Justice Roberts, I hadn't seen the article, but I knew immediately he switched, because he always does that on some important jumps to the left.
Yeah, I wonder what he got for it.
Yeah, he's gotten something.
Samuel Alito, these are the ones that voted on our side. Samuel Alito, Neil Gorsuch, Amy Coney Barrett, and Clarence Thomas.
Yeah.
Okay, so that leaves Roberts and who else? Those three unclean women and Well,
but it was Roberts that threw the vote.
Go ahead, John.
It should have been 5-4. There's a new one.
There's a new one that was just appointed.
Yeah. The one that didn't know what a woman was.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. She didn't know. She's not a biologist, Pastor Ernie. She's not a biologist, so she didn't know what a woman was. So they should have asked her if she
was. I live with one. I guarantee you I know what a woman is, and I would think that someone that is a woman would know what she was. But, hey, it's the brave new world, right?
Yep. Here now.
That's all part of denial delusions and denying reality, denying truth. And it all goes back to denying the truth of the Word of God.
Absolutely. The Bible said, God said, I've set before you this day life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life and a blessing, not death and a cursing, huh?
Amen. Yep. Hey, I've got one that I don't know if you guys have heard, but we need to tell people. It's a dangerous world. And it is getting more dangerous every single day. We've got to get this bunch out of the White House. We've got to fill the Senate and the Congress with some decent Republicans. Headlines from the Daily Star tonight. Japan orders citizens to take shelter underground. North Korea launches a missile that goes long-range missile went right over Tokyo, right over Japan, and North Korea fired a missile right off its east coast, and it went right over Japan, and their joint, their people were really panicked. Emergency tweet, ordered the people to take cover, civil protection information at 0727, announced the missile launch, and they said it came from North Korea. Everybody evacuate, get underground if you can. And it went on. It was quite a fearsome, lot of fear over there. And it flew over and went into the ocean on the other side of the island of Japan. This is scary stuff. These people have long-range missiles that can hit now almost anywhere in the world. They have nuclear warheads. Putin is threatening to use nuclear missiles over with the Ukraine thing. And we've got politicians. I don't think they realize, do you, John, what they're playing with? They think, oh, Putin won't do this, but we've got some crazies in the world, and I'd sure hate to risk the future of civilization on whether or not somebody's crazy enough to use a small tactical nuke, and then it's just one mistake after that that somebody does something dumb, and we're in a big time for real war, aren't we?
Absolutely. Hitler wrote everything out he was going to do in Mein Kampf. Everything.
Yeah.
And people read it and said, oh, he's not going to do that because they believed it was too horrible. And he did it.
He
gave speeches and he did what he said he was going to do in the speeches. He said what he was going to do in Mein Kampf. Now, Putin is saying, we're going to nuke you. You know, if you if there's certain like military things, now that they've claimed that the Ukraine, those
trying
four
to get
provinces,
emergency into NATO. That's what he's against.
Yeah. Well, I mean, those four provinces where the fighting's taking place, he's declared by law that it is part of Russia now, and that they're going to do. He says he's going to do what's ever necessary to protect Russia, and it seems like in our end, Biden and NATO. They've pushed and pushed and pushed Putin and pushed and pushed. Now, he's not a good guy. Putin's a bad guy. But when you got nuclear weapons and, you know, if he says he's going to use them, why should we not doubt that, right?
John,
and we should act.
I can't tell how many times I've been on the radio and said, look, the Fabian socialists said this is what they were going to do. They did it. The cultural Marxists, this is what we're going to do. They did it. Time after time, the enemy tells us exactly what he's going to do. And then when they do it, the world is so surprised. But then what you're talking about, this Donbas region, if I remember my history correctly, there are more Russians in Donbas than Ukrainians. And the people in the Donbas region are primarily pro-Russia, not pro-Ukraine. They got kind of... congregated there when there was that split years ago, and they basically, the people of that region, I think, if there were just a direct simple vote, would vote to join Russia, not Ukraine. So we got some major confusion over there.
Well, I mean, he's clearly laid it out. There is 11 points that will, if they're crossed by anybody, but in this particular case, NATO, that will justify using nuclear weapons.
Yeah,
and
tactical
they
nukes.
Tactical nukes. But I won't put it. Well, we'll just leave it with that. Tactical nukes. But he's also calls us Satan of the devil. He's publicly said to the Ukrainians, "Do you want Russia over you, or do you want America over the West?" Where they mutilate their children, they chemically castrate them, you know, they have homosexual marriage. So there's a religious element to it.
Yeah. Well, there is. There's an article he wrote. There's an article here by Mike Adams, and he says this: Putin exposes the truth about evil, satanic Western leaders. You can't deny that. You can't deny that.
No,
who pillaged the world? In a fiery speech that sets the tone for Russia's stance against the West's empire of lies, Russian President Vladimir Putin exposed the truth about the evil satanic leaders of Western nations who pillage the world and cause untold human suffering while mutilating children and silencing truth. Western elites not only deny national sovereignty and international law, their hegemony has pronounced features of totalitarianism, despotism, and apartheid. He correctly states, pointing out that it is the United States which unleashed a nuclear weapons on civilian populations in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Allied forces also firebombed civilians in distant Germany during World War II, purely to achieve terror in the minds of the potential future rivals such as Russia. Well, he's right. Look, the Democratic Party, what you call the Democratic Party, a political in this country, is seething in pedophilia. It's seething. If you ask me what is the Democratic Party made up of, I'd have to say sodomites, pro-abortions, people like Whoopi Goldberg, unclean people, joyless blowhard, okay? On that PU, The View. I mean, these are unclean, vulgar people. But you have people like Joe Biden. Joe's a pedophile. Everybody knows Joe's a pedophile, okay? Even his own daughter, okay? Then you have the corruption. And again, that's what Ted Gunderson used to tell me, the problem he had with rogue agents within the FBI is because they were trafficking in children. So there you go. So Putin's right. What Putin says is absolutely right.
He's evil and wicked, but he's saying, hey, I'm not, you know, he didn't say that, but I mean, he's calling out that this country hasn't been much better, if any, than, you know, what he's been accused of doing. And we saw with the Clinton crime family, a lot of dead bodies ended up in Mena, Arkansas. It's kind of hard to go after Putin for things when we suspect that same thing happened in this country.
Well, I remember Putin accusing Obama, and telling him, well, he came right out and he said, look, this man is much worse communist than any of us ever were. The things that we no longer want to practice, we realized our mistakes. This guy is the worst communist than Karl Marx. I mean, Putin came right out and said it. And so, and he was right on. I mean, he was right on. Obama is. Remember when Obama said, and he was telling you this, he was giving you a little esoteric speech when he said that if I had my way, I would have a puppet out there. I'd have microphones in his ears, and I would be giving him instructions. He'd be saying, taking speeches, saying what I was telling him to say, and I would be running him from the basement of my house. That's exactly what he's been doing.
Yeah, it's exactly, yeah, Biden from the basement. The clues are right there, aren't they? But going back to, we just mentioned that the enemy has almost always, Barack Obama told us, the enemy tells us what they're going to do, and then we're surprised. Obama said what? He wanted the total transformation of America. Nobody, the press didn't go nuts. We were talking about it, but it was just ignored by the rest of the world. He told us what he was going to do, and nobody believed him.
He also said he wanted an internal army to match our military.
Right.
Yeah, he said he wanted a civilian army that was every bit as powerful.
That's what I meant, an internal army.
That's 87,000 IRS agents that are armed, huh?
And remember, Ernie, you and I were talking about how he was giving firearms to people in the Department of Agriculture, Department of Education. I remember those two. Something else, there were other branches of the government. He was giving them permits to carry weapons and buying ammo. This was back in his administration. And now what is it? The IRS has, what is it, like so many million rounds of ammunition. They have more than a lot of the National Guard, you know. I mean, they've been doing everything they told us they were going to do.
Yep. Well, now you got Kamala Harris, or Kamala Harris, as she calls herself. She is saying that the people who have been victims of the hurricane in Florida should be supported by equity, not equality. In other words, by their color of their skin. That if they're black or brown, they should be the first ones to get support. Now, isn't that called racism?
It's is. It's also called stupid. You've got rescuers going door to door. When they go in to look for a body, they, oh, you're white. I just going to leave you here. I mean, it's not the way it works. Every man, woman, child, no matter what sex, age, color, they grab their rescuing, and as they go house to house, building to building, you know, what she said was so stupid, there's no way that they could implement that racist policy if they wanted to.
Well, actually what's happening, she is scaring a lot of the Democrats, those that aren't completely crazy. She's scaring those people, yeah.
Yeah. Well, she scares me. I would think that there are any rational people out there.
Yeah, John. Go ahead, Jen.
Ernie, who scares me is the Democrats running this senator from Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
he wants to open up the prison and release the prison. He's a big supporter. He's denying it now, but he's a big supporter of Black Lives Matter. He wants to defund the police, and he's going big time on, he wants to call in. He wants to call in all the AR-15s and other such rifles that the public has. So he wants to, disarm the police. He wants to fund all these groups that are, you know, that are trying to overthrow the government. And he wants to disarm the American public at the same time.
John, he's a Satanist. The guy is a Satanist to the bone.
Do you see his eyes? And all, he is, like, really, really weird. I mean,
well,
really.
He's got that growth on the back of his neck. You notice he always wears that hood? Have you seen that?
Yeah.
I've seen the growth. Yeah. Once he had the pictures without it, it's kind of.
Yeah, it's like the size of him.
What it is, but it doesn't look good.
Okay.
It's like the size of a baseball.
Now, again, this guy is demonic. He is a Satanist to the core. So what does that say to the people in Pennsylvania that vote for him? What does that say about them? What does God's Word, the Bible, say about that?
Well, they're as unclean as he is.
Yeah. They are children. Well, they are the of the synagogue of Satan. That it must be the church they go to.
Absolutely. So
they know who their father is. If they vote for him, we know a lot about them by their vote, right?
Well, if they say, "Well, you know, God doesn't see who I vote for," what would you tell them?
God knows every thought they've ever had, every hair on their head. Every word they've ever spoken, that's implied. I mean, every thought they've ever had, let alone, you know, how they voted. Come on.
All righty. Listen here. I'm going to hit a couple of fast headlines. Busted. Ohio Democrat Tim Ryan traveled to Hollywood fundraiser after claiming he was unable to attend proceedings in the House chamber due to ongoing public health emergency. In other words, he lied. Isn't there a law against dereliction of duty?
Half
of Washington would be in jail.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, if you had anybody there that would prosecute, I mean, it's unbelievable. Surprise, a green group behind Biden's radical green agenda has deep, deep ties to communist China. No kidding, Joe. We've been telling you that for a long, long time. The Democratic Communist Party purposefully destroying America one policy decision at a time. And that's an article by Joe Hofton. He's writing this. He says, the Natural Resources Defense Council, NARDC, is major environmental group with deep, deep ties to China and the Communist Party. Democrats are pushing their agenda in order to move America to dependence on China windmills and solar panels. Meanwhile, China continues to use oil, gas, and coal power in its economy. If the Democrats' party wait to destroy America, well, yeah, not only that, but they made sure that China is the second biggest landowner in America. China, the country of China, they're going to be controlling, they already are controlling our food to a great extent. The Biden crime cartel, the Biden crime family is owned by China. They're owned by, and you know who has said that? The Chinese Communist Party. There you go.
We played either the clip or read the transcript when that happened. I remember that very clearly. They made it clear we control some of the people at the very top of the American government. And they talked about it.
I want to do another headline from the Epic Times. Here, government discloses January 6 activities of 5 confidential FBI sources. The U.S. government has acknowledged for the first time that 5 FBI confidential informants were involved with the Oath Keepers on January 6, 2021, but prosecution failed to disclose that none of the sources provided evidence of guilt, a defense lawyer said on September 26. FBI officials have repeatedly declined congressional hearings to say whether there were agents or confidential human sources in the crowd when the U.S. Capitol was breached on January 6th. But in pretrial communications, the Oath Keepers' seditious conspiracy case, prosecutors disclosed that there were 5 sources informing on the Oath Keepers. David Fisher, who is representative of defendant Thomas Caldwell, said in the new filings, listen, I've known the Oath Keepers. I spoke to the Oath Keepers. They're a Christian men with courage, and they're patriots. These dirty 30, cowardly little dirty 30 boys with the FBI who put guns in the faces of little children, I'm surprised it only took 30 of them, These guys out there, they're not fit. They're not fit to tie the shoestrings of the Oath Keepers. And, as we go through this week's message here, when the righteous indignation is endowed with courage, we're gonna take a look at Acts chapter 5 and Acts chapter 17. But we're gonna take a look at Acts chapter 5 and how that compares the trial by the committee compared to the council. The council, how the trial of the council was the apostles, how the apostles were brought before the council. They had no defense, only a prosecution, no defense. How the patriots were brought before the committee with no defense, only a prosecution. How everything is alike in the corruption. There is nothing, not anything, not one bit, nothing at all about the so-called Justice Department now that has not gone totally corrupted like the Democratic Communist Party long ago. It is completely, from end to end, totally corrupted. There's nothing at all. No atoning merits. Nothing. It's all corrupt. What do you think?
Pastor Ernie, I'm 100%.
You want to take that
one? Yeah. I mean, you go by the platform, the political platform, and the political platform is 100% against God. Everything. I mean, if it's a sin, they're for it. There's no righteousness. I don't know of any senator or even congressman in the Democrat Party that's pro-life, Pastor Ernie. I don't know of any, and they're all for the homosexual marriage. So everything that's against God, they're for.
All right. If you were to go out and so be at an event somewhere, social event, maybe be in a restaurant someplace or whatever, and say you're sitting at a table and another couple come and they say, do you mind if we sit here? And you say, yeah. And the only thing you know about them, they sit down and they introduce themselves, and then they're wearing Democratic Party pins on there. So knowing that they're Democrats, what would be your first assumption? What would you assume about them? Hold it. We're up against a break. Think about that. We'll be right back.
A little girl lay dying. She was only 8 years old. She said, I want to see the preacher. So they left them alone. Will you make me a promise? She said as he walked in. He said, tell me what I can do. She said this to him.
The pain that he had to bear. Tell mom and dad about heaven above. Tell them they can see me there. Tell mom and dad about Jesus. Tell them all he's done for them. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them.
She said, I know I'm dying, but that's not why I'm sad. I know I'll go to heaven, but what about mom and dad? I told them about Jesus, but I could not make them see. So when they come to my funeral, would you do this for me?
Tell mom and dad about Jesus and all the pain that he had to bear. Tell mom and dad about heaven above. Tell them they can see me there. Tell mom and dad about Jesus. Tell them what he's done for them. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them again.
She said they dropped me off at Sunday school, and I'm so glad they did. But how great it would have to be in a church service with them. She said, promise me you'll tell them. As she faded off to sleep, he said, sweetheart, don't worry. That's a promise that I'll keep.
The pain that he had to bear. Tell mom and dad about heaven above. Tell them they can see me there. Tell mom and dad about Jesus. Tell them what he's done for them. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them again.
I was told that's a true story. That's a true story there. And there you go. And it wasn't, my singing wasn't too bad, was it, John McTiernan?
It's always wonderful, Pastor.
All right. All right. Okay, John and Joe, both of you two. So all you know about these people that sit at your table is they're wearing buttons saying that they voted for Biden. So what is it that you automatically, what conclusion would you have if you knew nothing else about them? What would your suspicions be that the kind of people they are?
Pro-abortion immediately.
All right.
They are anti-Christ because everything in the Democratic platform is basically anti-Christ. So they would not be a brother or sister of mine.
All right. This guy that's running for Senate in Georgia, Warnock, I call him Warlock. He's he was professing to be an ordained minister. And he said, you know, he came out and said abortion's always justified by the Bible. So God's word, the Bible says that this man is a liar and there's no truth in him. So he's a minister of who? What church is he a minister of?
Synagogue of Satan.
John?
It's one of the mainline denominations, Pastor Ernie. I saw him preaching once, and it was one of the mainline denominations.
It was an apostate. I think it was United Methodist, wasn't it?
I was going to say that, but I'm not sure. But that's why I said one of the mainline. Yes, but he is an apostate in the pulpit. How can you be encouraging and promoting killing God's baby? The Bible says children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward.
Yeah.
And so what does the Bible say about the sin of sodomy? Because he's very, very pro-sodomite.
That seems to go together, Pastor Ernie. If they're pro-homosexual, they're pro-abortion and vice versa.
So those people that attend his church and that would vote for him, do they fall in the James 4:17 category? It says, for those that know to do good and do it not, to them it is sin, that it is sin?
Yeah, and they also fall in Romans 1:31 about those that approve of them that commit these sins, you know, that they get the same judgment.
Right. They are the same as those that do it. Those that take pleasure in it are the same as those that do it.
Yeah.
Here's an article by Bob Unruh. He says, religious school suspends all clubs after order to push LGBTQ. That's lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queers. And he goes on to say, a religious school that was ordered to by the U.S. Supreme Court to recognize and lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing student, queer student organization, has insisted, has instead suspended all student groups while it evaluates the high court's orders. Is that the right thing to do?
That's a good question, because if you let the sickness into the school, it'll only get worse, but everybody else gets punished. It's one of those that's a really tough call. I would say it's better to keep them out and do nothing.
Some years ago, I was being sued by the very, very corrupt ACLU, and they charged me with false charges, and we went into the court, and this judge who was on the bench wanted to become, he wanted to be an appeals court, but judge. So he needed the support of the ACLU, even though he did not like abortion. He's not, you know, he was just, his whole family had stood against it. So anyhow, in this, he gave a ruling against me to the ACLU to pay them $20,000. And so I was right there on the stand, and I told him, I said, you might as well make it $20 billion. I won't give them 20 cents. He says, even if this court orders, I said, even if this court orders, I'll obey God and not you, and you better do the same. So then they asked if we could provide a list of all of the people that support this ministry. So he asked, will you supply a list? I said, we don't keep one, but if we did keep one, I wouldn't supply it. I'd burn it first. He said, even if this court orders, I said, even if this court orders, I told him again, I'll obey God, and you need to do the same. And so that was it. He took his gavel and said, you got your ruling, and get it from whoever you can, case dismissed. He wanted to get out of there. He wanted to get out of there, you see. And so what would happen if all the pastors in this country had the courage to do the right thing?
Well, it might just bring a whole bunch. It might bring about revival. People might start saying, hey, there's something special about those men, something I want. That would, I think it would change the landscape if the 20,000, 30,000 pastors started doing that. It would create a spiritual revolution.
Do you think we need one?
Yes, Pastor Ernie, absolutely we do.
Well, John, you know what you just said? There's a breaking story out there. There's been a new government grant issued by the NIH, National Institute of Health. Can you guess who they gave the grant to?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Well, I know it's something wicked, so but I don't know which one.
The person you would think that they would give a grant to, they gave it to Peter Daszak, EcoHealth Alliance, and it is to study cat coronaviruses. I'm not joking. Breaking news. And it won't be in Wuhan, China, but the labs will now be in Laos and Thailand.
And they'll be here, too, but they'll be under...
Does it even sound believable? I mean, this could have been one of those jokes on The Onion, right?
Do you know what it is?
Their right mind would do this again, but they literally have. And I have a theory what they're doing. I think they're trying to come up with some kind of, oh, we did some lab work, found that, yes, it occurred naturally, and it got transferred. You know, I think they're trying to find a way to say it didn't come from the Wuhan lab, and it wasn't a leak for work that they were doing on the viruses. I think it's like a CYA type of thing that the National Institute of Health is trying to find a way out of their guilt and blame.
I would say you're right. Okay.
The craziest thing you've heard? I mean, when I first heard it, I thought, and sure, it's not an Onion thing. You know, I had to go double check that it wasn't something that the Onion put out. I find it so hard to believe that they actually really did this to us.
Nothing is hard to believe now anymore.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, I should know better, right? It's gone so far. I mean, anything is within the realm of possibility now with them.
Okay, so what does that mean? What is that guy? What is that telling you, fellas, that about the where we're at on the time calendar of the world? I mean, when it comes to God's Word, the Bible, are we seeing everything that God's Word, the Bible, says we would see just prior to the Lord's return of the last days?
Pretty much everything. We might have missed something, but I can't think of what it is.
Well, people will say, well, we've always had these problems. No, we haven't. No, we haven't. We grew up in the 1950s, and it was nothing like it is today. Nothing even close to like it is today.
Not even remotely close.
Okay, and so we're seeing this increase. And, you know, when the Internet came, what was increased when the Internet came? Information.
Every evil, wicked, sinful thing out there got promoted and made available, and it was like opening Pandora's box all over the world, making it available to everyone.
Well, and he also made it clear in Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, that in those days, knowledge would be increased and things would speed up. People would be moving faster.
Right.
And we're seeing all of these. Now, he didn't say truth. He said knowledge.
Knowledge, right.
Yeah. And there's a lot
Computer
of that.
Knowledge, different things like that. Yeah, it's increased, but knowledge of morality and godliness, and that's all decreased.
There was a study, an article done by S.D. Wells, and he said that the top four realms where technology has been used to chronically damage humanity: television, yeah, artificial intelligence, social media, and mRNA. I think he hit the nail on the head, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Definitely.
How is television different than it was in the 50s?
Well, Pastor Ernie, in the 50s, we had Leave It to Beaver. And the Beverly Hillbillies, Father Knows Best, and you know, there was no
wholesome family stuff that was good, funny, but just very clean, very normal people.
All right, so when you had bedroom scenes, like with Lucy and Ricky, they always had twin beds, didn't they?
Yeah, twin beds.
When you had the movies, were the young boys portrayed to be masculine?
Of course.
They had
a father image in the home.
Tucker did a program tonight talking about the total deficiency of testosterone amongst men nowadays. They've been so effeminized, haven't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's been a war on men for a long time.
And so do we see these rebellious women who are, God's word, the Bible calls them like witches, rebellious, like all of these women that Soros owns, the ones he bought, basically the Bible refers to them as prostitutes. And actually uses the word whores for the ones, these corrupt prosecuting attorneys. But not just the females, the males are referred to as whores too, aren't they?
Yes.
Well, Pastor Ernie, if you, the classic prostitute sells her body, but these attorneys sell their minds. You know, if you got enough money, they'll do anything. Or they'll say anything. Do you remember Will Rogers, Pastor Ernie? Well, not age-wise, but I mean, you know, about Will Rogers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember here. I remember him speaking. Yeah, I heard him talk when he was a cowboy.
Yeah, we're old.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, Will Rogers said something I never forgot. He said, 95% of the attorneys give 5% a bad name.
Yeah, yeah, he's right on there.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I mean, the attorneys are, if you say you can sell your mind, you can sell your body. They sold their mind for money.
Well, Jesus said this. He said unto the lawyers three times, woe unto you lawyers, woe unto you lawyers, woe unto you lawyers. But there's another group that he said seven times, woe unto you Pharisees. He's talking about the religious leaders, the religious leaders. So who is the most responsible for the state of the nation, the lawyers or the pastors?
The pastors.
That's right. They're the ones that have dishonored the Lord the most, haven't they?
Yeah. Because they were the most, their job was to protect the flock. Their job was to preach the gospel. They were the watchmen on the wall for the people.
And, how much time do we have, Craig? Okay. All righty. Which one of you fellows want to give an invitation tonight?
Well, Brother... Yeah, go ahead, Brother Joe. Yeah.
All right. Did a hymn Sunday called Faith is a Victory. And I want to read a verse, the third verse. On every hand the foe we find, drawn up in dread array. Let tents of ease be left behind and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head, with truth all girt about. The earth shall tremble neath our tread and echo with our shout. We are supposed to be the church victorious, running to the battle, fighting the fight, standing in the gap, doing all the different active verbs the Lord told us, but we're not. And I think one of the biggest reasons is because so many people out there are not saved. In the book of Isaiah 59, it said, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Without faith, there is no courage. And it takes courage to run to the battle, to fight the fight. And you know that the Lord himself has given us commandments, but he said what? We must be born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And if he can't see the kingdom of God, he's not going to have faith. He's not going to have courage. He's not going to be able to fight.
And so we come down to, it's a simple thing. God wants us to become born again. But to do that, we have to know one thing, realize a couple of things. It was our sins to put the Lord Jesus on that cross. And we must repent. That was the first word Jesus said in his ministry, that we must, repent, for the kingdom is at hand. And if we call upon the Father and repent our sins, repent of those sins from the heart, not just words, but truly being sorry that our sins caused Jesus, he went and took my place, John's place, Pastor Ernie's place. He died in our place, paid the price for our sin debt. The wages of sin is death, and we've all heard that. And we call upon the Father, ask for forgiveness, and then we can ask Jesus Christ to come into our life and be our Lord, because we're basically bought and paid for by his precious blood. And if he becomes Lord of our life, we ask him, he'll become Lord of our life. He will give us the down payment on everlasting life, which is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God itself. And we will become then the temple, God's own temple, living temple. We'll become that child of the kingdom, a born-again believer. We will become a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. And it is the greatest thing that could ever happen. You will have peace, joy on earth now, no matter how hard life is. And we have everlasting life with Jesus forever. But it's a decision that nobody can make for you. Every man, woman has to make it for themselves. They have to choose, do I believe in God or do I believe God? If you believe God, then you must believe what he tells you. Ye must be born again. Unless you're born again, you're not going to see the kingdom of heaven. There's no way you're going to get to heaven unless you do it the way God has told us that it must be done.
Be good.
I think that pretty much should cover it, I hope.
How much time do I have, Craig? Alrighty, very good.
I said we're right about on it.
Yeah, I didn't. I wasn't sure if I was going to make it through the whole program tonight, and I just praise the good Lord that we was able to, because, again, like I said, I want to thank you for your prayers and all the folks out there prayed for us. And we're looking for, Lord's willing, to be back here tomorrow night with a lot more.
I won't be able to be with you guys till next week, but I'll be back next Monday, good Lord willing. Remember, God always says to add that, good Lord willing.
We'll be praying for you and your surgery. And so, how much time?
In his hands.
Okay. Alrighty, so we're at that place we get to every night at this time where we say, good night. Ready? Good night. God bless. And always, always, always. You ready? Let's do it, fellas. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.